This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallely. He joins me now to talk about the latest developments at the nuclear summit here in Washington, as well as an important new venture that he's part of, which we'll get to in just a moment. And General, it's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg. It's always great to do your show.
Let's start with the nuclear summit. One of the things that seemed to be a leading headline out of Monday's session was that President Obama and the Chinese leader Hu Jintao had found some common ground potentially on imposing sanctions against Iran. The Chinese had been reluctant to do that. The Russians, as far as we know, are still reluctant to do that. But now we're hearing that the Chinese might not be as gung-ho about this as we thought 24 hours ago. What's your sense on what China is and isn't willing to do with respect to Iran?
Well, Greg, I think when you look at it from the Chinese or the Russians, they're going to do everything they can that would be in their favor, and I don't think it's going to hold much water. I think the Chinese will go back home, and they'll continue to get oil from Iran and trade, provide them military hardware. So we have to realize Russia and China are not our friends. They will do anything they can to bleed us to death to make them more powerful than we are. And I think until we can realize that we're going to continue to go down the road of trying to get them involved in sanctions, which they'll do probably a good press opportunity to say, oh, sure, yeah, this is great. We'll go along here and do this. But yet they go back home, and nothing's ever done. So I think that's what you're going to see here at the summit. We don't have, the Iranians involved. We do not have the North Koreans. The Israelis are not participating, and they have good reasons not to. I guess you could say the same thing about Iran, North Korea. They all have their reasons. But we have an op-ed coming out in the Washington Times, maybe tomorrow or the next day, that we just wrote on the whole nuclear situation, Greg. And it's called Arms Control Without Deterrence. A prologue for a mistaken strategic nuclear policy.
General, obviously we've heard a lot about the president's vision on terms of nuclear policy. From what you heard in the posture review, from the New START treaty, and from what you've heard in the last couple of days here at this conference, clearly from the title of your op-ed, you're not pleased with his approach on nuclear policy. Explain why in a nutshell.
Well, I think when you read the article, you see that President Obama has signed a new arms and control agreement, for example, with the Russians. But this does not mean by any means that we no longer require adequate nuclear deterrence in light of nuclear proliferation. I think, and I've said, the president is very naive on the matters of national security and foreign affairs, and that's proven out on a number of occasions. And I think his movement here on this nuclear agreement continues to weaken the U.S. capability to deal with serious threats. I mean, there's multiple existential dangers that still exist out there, and this country will have to ensure that our remaining strategic force assets are capable of being operational, and at a minimum, we have to modernize and have the capability because of the growing threats from the likes of a North Korea and Iran, and even down the line, Russia and Chinese intentions. So we have to have deterrence, and we also have to have a preemptive capability.
We're talking with retired U.S. Army General Paul Vallely, and General Secretary of Defense Gates said this week that he believes Iran is at least a year away from a functioning nuclear weapon. From what you have gathered, is that pretty much right? And what deterrence could work between now and then if it is right?
No, I don't think it's right. The information we're getting is that they already have a nuclear capability that's been enhanced by Russian assistance and support. I think we're at a point where they're working the next phase, and that's being able to put a nuclear warhead on a Shahab 3 or a missile. I don't think they've reached that yet, but I do think they have and on-the-ground nuclear capability, which means they could provide to Hezbollah or they could provide some kind of a truck that would be able to penetrate into a U.S. city. So, and to have that supported and basically promulgated by the Iranians. So I think all of these estimates, and I've said this for over a year now, that the CIA and the Defense Department have been using has been a myth. The fact that they've continued to work to develop their nuclear capability, based on the information I'm getting, they already have a nuclear warhead capability. They can't launch it yet from a missile.
General, obviously, it's a difficult national security time right now, and I know that you have partnered with some others in order to help make America as prepared as we can be for a potential conflict. Explain what your new venture is all about.
We've just launched today the Veterans Defensive Posture for all of the veterans out there. We've done this with the president of ACT, which basically Action for America, Brigitte Gabriel, who many people know from her fight and her understanding of what the Islamic or jihadis are up to. And basically, we want our veterans out there, 80-some thousand members and 300 chapters, to be able to provide and augment the defense forces of America. And so we're calling that the Veterans Defenders of America. And what we're basically doing is organizing the veterans to be able to provide some kind of backbone for this country in addition to our armed forces.
General, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, great pleasure to have you with us.
Okay, thank you, Greg. My pleasure.
Retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallely. This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.